Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We are keeping an eye on this weather system that is out in the Gulf. It has now moved to a 50% chance of formation. I get word from emergency management at Escambia County that they're thinking it might become a low-grade tropical depression, and they're still expecting it to move south, which has been the consistent message from WEAR as well. So even though it has shifted north this morning, it's expected to encounter some headwind, basically move south and then go east around the tip of the peninsula of Florida. Joining us now by phone, we have Lisa Newell. She is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, comes on every Thursday to tell us what's in the paper. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. It's beautiful right now.
Right.
The weather stays
we'll
this
take
weekend.
This. Absolutely. So in the paper today, you got one story is about the proposed lowering of the speed limit on Daniel Drive north of 98, right?
Right. Well, it's already pretty easy to go slow on that road because there are some speed tables. But when you think about everything that happens on that road, it's not only the turn-in to Seashell Collections. There's also the field house, the stadium, the softball complex, two churches, a children's medical facility. There's a lot of activity on that road. So right now the speed limit is 35. And, of course, they're planning, the city is hoping that the governor will sign the measure that will allow them to put an overpass, a multimodal overpass, so they can extend that multimodal loop across Highway 98 and have golf carts and things like that on that road. So they are saying that they're going to go ahead and reduce the speed limit to 25. But like I said, you really can't go that far, that fast on that road anyway, unless you want to just, you know, throw caution to the wind with your car.
Yeah,
so
I thought
you really—it's just making it official.
I thought it was kind of interesting when we were talking to Sam Abel about this last week that she said that when they looked at what people actually do drive there, nobody goes 35, which is a good indication that the road speed limit is really, you know, higher than it should be. And I won't often say that, but you know, it can certainly be true. City residents are happy. Who knew?
I know, like 98% of people think it's a great place to live in Gulf Breeze.
Nice.
They did a survey. This was something they've done, you know, periodically just to get the measurement of where people are. The only thing they really didn't think was a good place, it's not really a great place to work. There's not a whole lot of great, you know, employers in Gulf Breeze, but it's a great place to live, great place to raise your family. They feel safe. They are happy about the utilities, and they are happy. You just overall happy, which is really great.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that's
it's
good.
It's not like you have to go that far to get a great job either. A lot of people do work from home, or they work in Pensacola, or, you know.
Or in the east, you know, they work at Andrews or App River or something like that. Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. That was a really good survey result.
We've also got, is it a new restaurant on Navarre Beach, which irritates me because we were just there like a week and a half ago.
Oh, well, you may have gone to it. Well, so do you remember the Broussard's? That was right there, right as you get to Navarre Beach. It's right there on the sand. It's right on the Gulf side. It's been there for years.
Okay.
It's been all kinds of different things. Broussard's had taken it over, and I think they were there for 5 years. They left, and now one of their employees has opened under his own name. His name is Andy Dees.
Okay.
And he had a big, the Navarre Chamber came out and did a ribbon cutting, had a big to-do. Anyway, so far, they're making a lot of changes, but so far, it seems like it's going to be a great place to go. He seems like he's doing everything right so far, getting the community out there involved. So, got to give him credit for that.
Outstanding. Well, hey, opening a restaurant right before tourism season, you know, that's, or right at the opening of tourism, you know, why not? Oh, speaking of that, did you see the thing where Navarre Beach got rated the, was it number 13 or number 14 best secret beach in America? I'm like, well, then shush. You know, shush.
Exactly.
Florida's best kept
they
secret.
They're having a little bit of a growing pain out there because there's hardly anywhere to park.
Yeah.
And so many houses they have out there now, you know, accommodate, you know, several families, but they only have two parking spaces. So they're already having a little bit of a growth issue.
Right, most definitely. You guys also have a story about the James Calkins comments at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting last, 2 weeks ago, I guess now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I watched this meeting, we talked, I guess it was a week ago, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, people didn't like it because they were trying to appoint someone to the Marine Resource Committee who, by all indications, is highly qualified. But because she had registered as a Democrat, he thought that she should not be appointed. He, you know, is definitely partisan. And there were actually people in the audience who booed.
I heard, yeah.
She was appointed by 4-1. But, yeah, and then one of his, apparently one of his cohorts came and disrupted a zoning meeting.
That was right.
To try to also just kind of take this up. It wasn't an appropriate place for him to do this. But very upset because they would appoint an evil Democrat.
I know. We talked about this last week right when it happened because it's just so nutty, like this notion that in a nonpartisan Marine Advisory Committee, you just can't have somebody who happens to be registered as a Democrat. And then, like you said, you know, bringing this political hack in or whatever to come in for the night meeting to try to show force. And it was a catastrophe. It was an embarrassment to the county. So. Another not-so-savvy political move by James Calkins.
Well, he is always good for a story, an interesting twist, things that you do not expect. You just go, oh, my gosh, what next?
I will give this, we had Dee Dee Davis on with us last week on The Wrap, and she made the comment. She said, look, there's an awful lot of people that probably agree with him. So he's catering to a particular political base. And, I mean, that is also a part of politics. Well, the paper is out today. You've got the – you got Splash inside. You got summer sports stuff. You got the Sea Turtle baby showers from a fishing rodeo results. It is chock full of information. The Gulf Breeze News puts out every Thursday by Lisa Newell, our publisher and good friend. Lisa, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping the community informed. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so much for everything you do. And stay safe. And I hope to see you in the breeze maybe at the – Sea Turtle Baby Shower on Pensacola Beach this weekend.
Oh, nice. Excellent.